Hello and happy Cinco de Mayo. This is Instant Crush, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Abe Jollis, and I'm joined by my co-host, DeGlester Hardunkachud.
Nice to be here.
How are you doing?
Doing great.
Jared Cohen, joining us. We've got a great show for you. I'm not sure if it's our last episode or not. Is this one last dance?
You seem to claim it was, but I'm pretty sure we have one more week.
I might have jumped the gun. Either way, excellent show in store for you guys. A lot of music. A lot of fun stuff. Jared, what's the first song on the menu for tonight?
First song. Abe's request, we got Secrets by The Weeknd.
Divided. I can't of little kids, a bunch of little boys and girls singing this little part right here. Maybe these words, some of these. Put our masks on the money, so I mastermind. Don't mind the mess, I'm a mad scientist scrapping rhymes. Gee, really, Jimmy Neutron mixing a nuclear. Boom! And as their eyes are watching God, I'm trying to rise above poverty, philosophies, and prophecies to rise. Follow me forward forever, never fall too far behind. As I tell my testimony, test of these at a time. He was dumb without a dime. Youngest in the family, succumb from out of crime. Came from East Atlanta, Moreland after South to shun. In his path, 20 East was probably like the Autobahn. Better get his autograph, he gon' have Grammys and arms. Remember he was smoking little Grammys in the slums? Trying not to panic, couldn't imagine what was done. Father Tom, fuck Mother Earth, and had an Uncle Tom. Now them crackers snatching black cats by their tongue. For the cheese, rats creeping on your TV screen, selling you dreams. Granny buying holy waters off of Joel Osteen, rubbing it in my brother's head, say a prayer on her knees. I used to be jealous of Jared and portrayal like him, even for Roy. Had the new J's and new jeans on, it's what I wanted at the time as a preteen. Pretend I'm a star, pretty model in a G-string, sitting on top the car with a bottle that she drinking, leaving from out the bar. Scheme on a dollar, thinking if anybody is talking, put some green on his head, he better be market smart. But we never had the things, so this all was in my thoughts because I ate so many bologna sandwiches as a child. I'd kill a nigga if he made one for me right now. Ironic that being broke is an expensive lifestyle. No wonder they selling dope from sun roll to sundown. Try and get more, scream it out the window. Money on my mind more than most of the time, and most of my grind go to promote my rhymes. A nigga don't glow, I shine. I feel like Coach Prime. I throw a bomb if they encroach your line and don't socialize. The goal's to get the most dimes before it's the end of your time. It's hard for a nigga to score when they keep on moving the goal line. Now he outside the liquor store with a lot of ticket, leaving a double shift at the Walmart on Russian Road. Still trying to keep composure, rolling past the gas station where he old niggas from a little parlay play. Made a nigga make spray by they dough, so a nigga don't play by no code. Back in the day, we was told about reparations, get a mule, 40 acres or so. Justification or repayment for the pain of your soul. Fast forward, fuck patience, I ain't waiting no more. I gotta take it, paper chasing like I'm Dre or I'm Hov. Yay with the clothes, fuck Hulk Hogan and fuck Joe Rogan because it flows. You know how it goes, need a bitch that's down with OPP and down with IPOs. Feel like ODB, you hoes better have my pesos. Thinking about them days, mama said she had to pray more. Cause feeding 7 kids plus the mortgage, gotta pay more. The food from in the fridge from last night is on the table. Y'all sit down and say y'all grace because we ate so many bologna sandwiches as a child. I'd kill for one of them shits if I could have one right now. Ironic, I'm having dope, but don't promote the lifestyle. Just want my people to grow, let's make a toast to right now. Get some money, say it with me loud now.
JC, what's up, Aaron?
Ain't that Snoop Dogg over there?
What's that nigga with that blue collar on?
Yeah, roll up on the side of him, man.
Roll your window down.
Man, hand me my motherfucking Glock, man. Give me another clip. Smoke this food.
Yeah, roll the window down.
Okay, there you go. Hey, man, you Snoop Dogg?
Snoop?
Huh?
Snoop Dogg,
you know? You Snoop Dogg, fuck that nigga, man. Man, get up, man. Get up, man. Get up, man. He trying to run, man. Get on that phone, man. What's up,
nigga?
Yeah, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Yeah, nigga, he's a dead motherfucker now.
As I look up at the sky, my mind starts dripping, a tear drops my eye. My body temperature falls, I'm shaking and they breaking, trying to save the dough. Pumping on my chest and I'm screaming, I stop breathing, damn, I see demons. Dear God, I wonder can you save me? I can't die, my boo-boo's about to have my baby. I think it's too late for praying, hold up. Her voice spoke to me and it slowly started saying,
bring your lifestyle to me, I make it better.
How long will I live?
Eternal life and forever.
Or will I be the G that I was?
I'll make your life better than you can imagine or even dreamed of. So relax your soul, let me take control. Close your eyes, my son.
My eyes are closed.
Was the case that they gave me. Mother was the case that they gave me.
I'm fresh up off my coma. I got my mama and my daddy and my homies in my corner. It's gonna take a miracle, let's say, for me to walk again and talk again. But anyway, I get fronted some keys to get back on my feet. And everything that nigga said came to reality. Living like a baller, low, having money and blowing hella chronic smoke. I bought my mama a Benz and bought my boo boo a Jag. And now I'm rolling in a 9 Triz AL Dog Rag.
Just remember who changed your mind, cause when you start set tripping, that ass is mine.
Indeed. Agreed, proceed to smoke weed. Never have a want, never have a need. They say I'm greedy, but I still want more. Cause my eyes wanna journey some more. Really though,
check it out.
Now I lay me down to sleep, I pray the Lord, my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord, my soul to take.
No more endo, gin and juice. I'm on my way to Chino, rolling on the Grey Goose. Shackled from head to toe, 25 with a Izzel with nowhere to gizzo. I know them niggas from the other side recognize my face, cause it's the OG Eagle double GLBC. Mad dogging nigga, cause I don't care. Red jumpsuit with two braids in my hair. Niggas stare as I enter the center. They send me to a level 3 yard, that's where I stay. Late night I hear toothbrushes scraping on the floor. Niggas getting they shanks, just in case the war pops off. Cause you can't tell what's next. My little homie baby boo took a pencil in his neck, and he probably won't make it to C-22. I put that on my mama, I'ma ride for you baby boo.
We are back, if you are just joining us. This is Instant Crush on 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And real quick, before we get back into the show, a quick PSA. If you love keeping the station freeform and supporting community radio, please consider donating to our 2023 donations drive. If you would like to pay online, go to give.tufts.edu under designation select Arts, Sciences, and Engineering, then Other, and then put WMFO, or you could write us a check. To check out our prize tiers and mailing address, go to WMFO.org and click the Donations Drive tab. Thanks for helping us keep it freeform.
Though I heard a rumor, they don't have many large hoodies left.
I heard that too.
If you want a large hoodie, get that in now. I might beat you to it.
I might as well. Now, Jared, fresh off a 4-game series sweep, the Red Sox looking incredible. Third in the division, Yankees last. How are we feeling?
They're a wagon. They're ahead of the Blue Jays now, too. It's unbelievable.
Incredible. Incredible.
Everyone's hitting. Everyone is hitting. The entire lineup is hitting.
It's only going to get warmer.
Raffy's only hitting like 230.
And he rolls over every
pitch. And he rolls over every pitch. And
some of them
sneak through. I genuinely think Masataki Yoshida is like the best hitter in the league right now. What he's doing is like, it's spraying the ball all over the field, opposite field. He's hitting bombs dead center. And clearly there's been an adjustment. He slumped and he got out of it.
Yeah. I said this last night. Nori Aoki reincarnated.
No, completely different.
I mean,
way more power. Ball jumps off his bat. Unlike, he's not a slap hitter. They called him a slap hitter coming in, but he's not. He just has a beautiful swing. Also, Jaren Duran. He's hitting 424 right now. I had 3 more hits today.
You know, in my notes, when I typed in Jaren Duran under who we should talk about, it auto-corrected to Warren Oran. It's all W's.
Yeah, all W's.
All
it's
W's
true.
Here. Alex Verdugo looking like an MVP.
Yeah, got the day off today, and they still won.
Oh, Tristan Casas?
It's he's having some problems. Connor Wong, he's the story. Future of the catching position. And, I mean, who really won the Mookie Betts trade? I don't want to say it.
Yeah, I think the Sox might have it in the bag.
Verdugo and Wong are playing better than Mookie Betts is right now.
Is he playing shortstop?
No, that was for like one game.
Was he injured too?
Yeah, but I'll pray for Mookie.
Oh,
I want Mookie.
He's on paternity leave.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I want Mookie to have a Hall of Fame career, but he's not hitting well right now. I want to see him improve, to be honest. Yeah, his Dodger years have been good. But they haven't been.
Like
they haven't been great.
How much WAR did he have? Like 11.
Yeah, it was like 10.7 or something crazy.
And every single.
And he
Dodger,
only played in like 146 games that year.
Every single Los Angeles Dodger on the paternity list right now, as well as Cody Bellinger.
That All Star game was crazy.
In LA, yeah. LA too. They were loving being at home. Also, NBA playoffs. Malcolm Brogdon.
Goat.
Is my goat. He is my goat.
It is so frustrating they couldn't have just won the first game. If they had won the first game, the series would be over.
Hey, now y'all could do it at home. Finish it off.
I hope they keep it up. Because then we're going to play the Knicks in the Eastern Conference Finals. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I'm so worried. And Joel Embiid's a fraudulent.
It's the first time I've ever been rooting for LeBron to win. I do not need the Warriors in the championship.
Seriously?
Yeah.
You've never rooted for LeBron to win?
I mean,
a day one hater?
I'm not like a rooting against him, but like.
Do you think Paul Pierce?
You know, he beat up on the Celtics for years. Like, I don't need him to win.
Who did Paul Pierce say that he was better than? Dwayne Wade.
Yeah.
Do you think? What do you think?
No, Dwayne Wade is better all time. But Paul Pierce is a legend. People hate on Paul Pierce too much.
Yeah, they do. After that Instagram fiasco.
No, I feel like that gained him respect. If anything, people hate on him just because he's a kind of clown.
I feel like he would have been a much better analyst than Kendrick Perkins, though.
No, Kendrick Perkins was born for that job. I love Kendrick Perkins. The fact that he is in that job now makes me so happy. He was the starting center on the 08 team.
Yeah, also he was a starting center on the Thunder.
On the Thunder, too.
What, he averaged 3-4?
I mean, he was scrappy.
I think he's just bad.
No, he was a goat. Like, Boston fans, I love Kendrick Perkins.
Former Cavalier.
Ben Affleck, that you saw a top five Celtics players ever, Kendrick Perkins, and Kendrick Perkins.
Whew. I mean, gotta love Ben Affleck and some sports commentary. You know, we went to the same high school with this Matt Damon.
I did know that. Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of the thing.
Yeah. They're like,
and then they
literally,
were all hunting together.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it was around here, wasn't it?
I think it was.
It was like Newton.
Was it Newton?
I think it might have been. We'll get a fact check on that.
BJ Novak and John Krasinski both went to school here, and my aunt was their vice principal.
Really?
Yeah.
Did she like them? Were they cool?
I don't know.
Under the radar? Theater kids? What do we have next on the playlist?
I feel like this is a radio classic. I feel like I hear this song only on the radio. It's One Headlight by the Wallflowers.
Thank you. little town. I grew up believing God keeps his eye on us all. And he used to lean upon me as I pledged allegiance to the wall. Lord, I recall my little town, coming home after school, flying my bike past the gates of the factory. Just imagination, they lack. Everything's the same back in my little town. We'll be right back.
just to say it. Oh, I know that she's disgusted.
Oh, why's that?
Cause she's feeling so abused.
Oh, that's too bad.
She gets tired of the lust.
Oh, I'm so sad.
That it's so hard to refuse. Can you say that I'm too old when the angels have stolen my red shoes? Oh, I said I'm so happy I could die. She said drop dead and left with another guy. That's what you get if you go chasing after vengeance. Ever since you got me punctured, this has been my sentence. So I used to be disgusted when I try to be amused.
Baby, don't get burned.
All right, we are back with just under 13 minutes left in this show. Real quick, Jared, do we have a PSA?
We're going to hit it after.
After? Okay. We have a new segment following on the fact that Dylan Brooks is now out of the playoffs and, hey, maybe out of the league. New Shanghai Sharks signing. We have an MLB version. What in the world has Tommy Pham gotten up to? Red Sox
legend. Did he do something else?
He did. He today struck out for the Mets against the Tigers, went in the dugout, threw his helmet, which hit Tigers social media manager and TikTok star Monica Bradburn.
Who is that?
Just somebody on TikTok who I follow and hundreds of thousands of others follow as well. So she probably put somebody on the injured reserve in their fantasy football league. That's my what I deduce from this.
Yeah, he's an interesting guy.
He is. He hasn't hit 240 since COVID.
Red Sox legend.
That was an interesting time.
Yeah, when the Red Sox were hedging at the deadline.
What did they trade for him again?
Some random prospect.
Just like, yeah, he's the one. He's gonna.
I think we traded Nick Northcutt for him, if I remember correctly. That could be wrong. And Nick Northcutt like led the minor leagues in home runs, but he's not very good.
Well, you certainly are a diehard Red Sox fan.
Someone needs to fact check that.
Well, also, the Millers, Bryce and Mason, no relation, but two young pitching prospects. Mason Miller for the Athletics, Bryce Miller for the Mariners.
I was right, it was Nick Northcutt.
You're incredible, Jared. Props to you.
Continue.
So, the Millers, no relation, Mason and Bryce, had a pitching duel very late on...
Oh, I saw that.
Incredible stuff. Mason Miller, 7 no-hit innings. Then, they relieved him when he hit 100 pitches. And their Richard Lovelady, their...
I love Richard Lovelady because in Out of the Park Baseball, he had a Hall of Fame career with my Royals franchise.
Because he sucks in real life.
Oh, he was a goat. He played till he was 45.
Oh, my goodness. Well,
I had to make him retire.
He gave up 2 runs. Mariners end up winning. But Bryce Miller, perfect through 5 1/3, 10 strikeouts, no walks. Absolutely incredible. Did end up giving up a run in that 5th inning that he lost the perfecto in, but still, if you're ever up late at night on the East Coast and you happen to have MLB.TV, tune into a Mariners game.
That's how I became. Or don't.
Oh, or do. They're on till like 2 in the morning, and it's a great way to, I don't know, waste time. Watch some incredible, relaxing baseball. Now, Jared, let's get into that PSA, shall we?
Yeah, we'll hit you with the PSA, and we'll get right back to the music.
Our little forest adventure?
Yes!
Too much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature. DiscoverTheForest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
WMFO Medford.
Love of noise.
Then hear me,
somebody to trust and lay low. If you can't stand the heat of my love, then stay out the kitchen. I wanna find somebody to trust and lay low. But it seems they all on the same mission. I wanna find somebody to trust and lay low. If you can't stand the heat of my love, then stay out the kitchen.
Take them back. Coming up, I was confused. My mommy kissing a girl. Confusion occurs coming up in the cold world. Daddy ain't around, probably out committed felonies. My favorite rapper used to sing, check out my melody. I wanna live good, so shit, I sell dope for a four-finger ring. One of them gold ropes. Nana told me if I pass, I get a sheepskin coat. If I can move a few packs, I get the hat. Now that'd be dope. Tossed and turned in my sleep that night. Woke up the next morning, niggas that stole my bike. Different day, same shit, ain't nothing good in the hood. I run away from this bitch and never come back if I could. Need it to love it, the underdog's on top. And I'm gon' shine, homie, until my heart stop.
Go ahead, envy me. I'm Raps MVP, and I ain't going nowhere, so you can get to know me.
Need it to love it, the underdog's on top. And I'm gon' shine, homie, until my heart stop.
Go ahead, envy me. I'm Raps MVP, and I ain't going nowhere, so you can get to know me.
Nick! On the grill of my lowrider, guns on both sides, right above the gold wires. I 4-5 'em, kill a nigga on my song and really do it. That's the true meaning of a ghost rider. 10 G's to take your daughter out of Air Forces. Believe you me, homie, I know all about losses. I'm from Compton, where the wrong colors, be cautious. One phone call, I had your body dumped in Marcy. I stay strapped like car seats, been banging since my little nigga Rob got killed for his Barclays. That's 10 years, I told Pooh in 95, I'll kill you if you try me for my Air Max 95s. Told Banks when I met him, I'ma ride, and if I gotta die, rather homicide. I ain't had 50 cent when my grandmama died. Now I'm going back to Cali with my Jacob on, see how time fly.
Need it to love it, the underdog's on top. And I'm gon' shine, homie, until my heart stop.
Go ahead, envy me. I'm Raps MVP, and I ain't going nowhere, so you can get to know me.
Need it to love it, the underdog's on top. And I'm gon' shine, homie, until my heart stop.
Go ahead, envy me. I'm Raps MVP, and I ain't going nowhere, so you can get to know me.
From the beginning to the end, lose is lose, win is win. This is real, we ain't got to pretend. The cold world that we in, it's full of pressure and pain. Enough of me, nigga, now listen to gang.
Used to see 5-0 throw the crack by the bench. Now I'm fucking with 5-0, it's all starting to make sense. My mom's happy, she ain't gotta pay the rent. And she got a red bow on that brand new Benz. Waiting on shot money to land, sitting in the range. Thinking how they spent $30 million on airplanes when his kid's starving. Pockets going and Brenda still throwing babies in the garbage. I wanna know what's going on, like I hear Marvin. No school books, they use that wood to build coffins. Whenever I'm in the booth and I get exhausted, I think, what if Marie Baker got that abortion? I love you,
ma. Underdog's on top, and I'm gon' shine, homie, until my heart stops.
Go ahead, envy me. I'm Raps MVP, and I ain't going nowhere, so you can get to know me.
Need it to love it, the underdog's on top. And I'm gon' shine, homie, until my heart stops.
Go ahead, envy me. I'm Raps MVP, and I ain't going nowhere, so you can get to know me.
All right. That's the show, guys. This has been Instant Crush, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. We will be back one more week.